soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Good evening or good day, depending on where you are. Well, normally we have a very, very special guest with you. Usually we have Starfish, but this time we have two wonderful guests who are out from California, and they're going to join us. And we're so thrilled to be able to have them. And being able to get your mommies and daddies and grandma and nana and grandpa and poppy and aunt and uncle and just people who just care, or even just your babysitter. Thank you for coming and letting us come into your warm and welcome home. It's getting warm already just outside, so one of my favorite times is summer. And you know, of course, this is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. I want to say hello to our very special guest. And he is in California, and he's going to be joining us today. His name is Dante. So, Dante, say hello to the boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls. I hope you all are doing very well today.
Dante is a college student. He's going to be telling us a little bit about what he does very shortly. And we have our other guests. Now, boys and girls, moms and dads and granny and nana and poppy and aunts and uncles, you all know and remember our very own Anna. She came and she read a poem that she created herself. But before we get into that, let's hear a warm welcome from Anna.
Hi, everybody. I'm back.
Isn't that great? Isn't that special that she's back? And you will probably go, okay, I know that she had this remarkable poem that she wrote on about her mother, and it was so special, and it probably brought her mother to tears. And now she has a very special one written for her dad. But we are going to dedicate this particular show to fathers. Daddies, Poppy, Grandpa, this is going to be a show that's talking about them, because fathers are really special. Now, Dante, is there anything special you want to say about your dad?
Well, my dad, no matter how many times I get in trouble or how many times I don't do what he asks me to do, he always forgives me. No matter what, he always tells me that he loves me. Even when I do wrong, he's always there for me. I can call him on the telephone when I'm in trouble. He's always there.
Wow. I know him hearing that. And I know your dad. I know he would be so proud to hear that. And despite the fact that you aren't as young as Ani, still in college, you still need your dad, don't you?
Oh, yes.
And
everybody needs a dad.
Definitely, definitely. And there's a song that Billy Gans wrote, and it talks about the father having open arms, and that's exactly what you were talking about. No matter what happens, your dad's there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys ready to hear the song?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Feel so secure knowing that your father's got his arms right there for you. And Dante, you described a lot of things that your dad provided for you, and it's so easy to feel comfortable with him, knowing that he's there to protect you. He stretches out his arms when he's around, you have no fear, and giving you that safety net to let you and allow you to be anything that you want to be.
Oh, yeah.
A very special moving song. And I know that we have also Ani, and Anna wrote a poem about her dad because her dad is really special, and this is the month of June where we're going to be celebrating Father's Day because fathers are so important. They provide a role model for you. And boys and girls, I know out there, and you can call us to tell us about how your dad has been a role model for you at 914-338-0695. Now, Ani, you had wrote a poem today that was real special about your dad. And
yes, I have.
Oh, was it hard for you to write?
No, it's really easy because I know all about my dad.
Wow. And they may even consider you like a daddy's girl, right?
Mm-hmm, very much.
So, Dante, would you like to hear this poem that Ana wrote? She wrote herself. She took a pencil to paper, or actually either a pencil to paper or either a pen to paper, or either just got her computer and wrote a poem for us.
Oh, yes. I would love to hear it, Ana.
Because last time we had one for Mommy and Dad, it was like going, okay, where's mine? So here it is. So we're ready whenever you are to share it with us.
Okay. This poem is called My Special Dad. If you'd like to know about my dad, it would take more than just one word. He's the sweetest, coolest, and nicest one you have ever heard. He's thoughtful, generous, and oh so brave. He's the dad most children crave. If I ever needed help, he would always see me through. This is one reason it's never hard to say, I love you. We all follow his orders. He could be king, but as much as he loves music, he doesn't sing. My dad is the best, and that's no doubt, and I love him both in and out. It's great to have a dad like him. He knows that my love for him will never grow slim.
Wow! And again, she hits it out of the ballpark, guys. She does it again.
Thank you.
Disappoints us. You didn't disappoint us.
No, she didn't.
And I know, boys and girls, and I know when your dad hears this, he's going to be so excited. And so is your aunts and uncles and your cousins. They're all going to be happy, and especially your sister. I want to thank you so much for sharing that. How do you think that your dad will respond when he hears this, and your mommy too?
Well, I think that my dad would most likely really he would be really grateful and tell me that I put a lot of thought into it, and that thank you very much, and that he loves me, I guess.
And just the reason that also the words came flowing to you, because he provides all those things for you, makes you feel so good, and knows exactly what to say when he needs to give you encouragement, knows exactly what to say in having you come on board with him and going to different places. He definitely is wonderful for that, and making you feel really proud and confident to be able to do anything that you want to do.
Now that you say that, most likely, when I give him this poem, he'll most likely be speechless.
Dante, don't you think he probably will be?
He will. He will. I know he will.
Oh, I know that he will. I know. And he might even have a tear, but he probably might not even show you. But it'll definitely hit his heart.
Yes, it will.
So thank you so much for sharing that. I am just so proud of you, Ani. You're just doing so good. Ana,
thank
you're just
you.
Doing great, great job.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you.
Oh, wow. Well, it means a lot to a lot of boys and girls out there, and I think even moms and dads, and it certainly, I know, would mean a lot, too, for my girls that I have. They feel very proud of their daddy. And just like you boys and girls, the same thing. And I bet you, your sister, and tell the boys and girls your sister's name and how old she is.
My little sister?
Yes.
Oh, my little sister's name is Danissa. She's 6 years old, and she is very much a daddy's girl.
Oh. Dante, this name keeps coming up quite a bit, daddy's girl. I wonder what a daddy's girl is. And we'll talk about that very soon, boys and girls. So get ready so that you can find out what daddy's girls, what does that mean? And if that's a special thing to be, we'll be able to find out about that. But in the meantime, this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we are with Blake Radio Network. But what does bedtime stories mean? It means getting together, a family tradition, getting ready for bed. So, Dante, and we already heard from other boys and girls what they do before they get ready to get to bed. Some people have very special pajamas. Dante, do you have any special pajamas?
Yes, I do. My special pajamas are red and fire truck on them.
Oh, wow, that's real kind of similar to, like, James. You know, James likes the train, so he has Tommy the Train pajamas. And we also have TJ. Now, TJ loves Batman, so he has Batman pajamas. And I know that, you know, that when you're getting ready for bed, you have to prepare prior to that time because you had such a rough, energetic day for either being at school or either playing in the playground, and you have to come in and brush your teeth, right?
Oh, yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Nothing better than hygiene.
You got it. Hygiene. That's a very special term. And guess what? Can you guess what, boys and girls? I have a song. I bet you didn't think I did, but I do. Let's hear this song about hygiene. Because you have to get ready and go brush your teeth. You have to wash your face. And you have to take a nice, soothing bubble bath. So let's hear it. Oh, here we go.
We're going to brush our teeth and wash them every day.
Yeah.
We're gonna brush and keep those cavities away. We're gonna brush those pearly whites, and then we'll have a smile so bright. We're gonna brush our teeth and floss them every day. We're gonna take a bath and wash behind our ears.
Don't forget
we're gonna use the soap, the dirt will disappear. We're gonna wash our hands and toes and use a tissue on our nose.
So, I think, boys and girls, you definitely know what to do. And if you've done that, you will be all clean because you've got to floss and you've got to go behind your ears and between your toes to make sure that you're ready. And even your pet, oh, there's Cuddles. Cuddles also goes to the groomer and he takes a bath. And when he takes a bath, just like some of the other little pets out there, it's almost like you take a bath too. And being clean. Because now you're ready. You're all clean. You've brushed your teeth with your favorite toothbrush. And you flossed. And you gargled. And you went and got your favorite teddy bear or your favorite doll or your favorite truck, and you're getting ready to get in bed. And, of course, Mommy and Daddy are snuggling you up and putting that cover over you, and we can't forget our favorite pillow. So is there anyone, before we get ready to go to bed and get ready to talk about what our next book is going to be, does anyone want to say any shout-outs, Dante? Any shout-outs you have out there that you want to say to someone?
Happy Father's Day to all the daddies in the world.
Oh, that was so special. Yes. Yes, definitely. And I want to say, hi, Cousin Brenda. How you doing out there? You and Yvette. What you up to in Tiana? Oh. What about you, Anna? Who do you want to say?
I want to say happy Father's Day to all the dads, and I hope they have a really special day dedicated to them.
And I want to say that I want to thank all the dads for being a dad and being there for their child and making it so special and starting out being a dream and then ends up being a reality. And you never, ever stop being a dad. We have this really good book that explains what a daddy's girl is. And boys and girls, we're going to have a special treat. We're going to have Ani read it for us. So, Ani, do you want to start? Daddy's girl.
Get into it right now.
Is real special.
Love this story.
Right. Oh, good, good. And I think daddy's boys are special too.
Okay, we're almost there. Sorry for the holdup.
Oh, this is no holdup. We've had some really special songs. And I would like to take this opportunity to say, hi, Renee. How's it going out there? And there's also Deborah with her games, too. She's doing something special and getting ready for a fashion show. And I know that, boys and girls, you're all getting with moms and thinking of what special gift are we going to give Daddy for being so wonderful to us.
Okay, got the story right here.
Okay, she's ready.
Okay, this is Daddy's Girl by Garrison Taylor. Here's
the story. Okay, we hear a little background noise in the back. Maybe we could just tune that down just a little bit so that the boys and girls out there can hear you real clearly.
Sorry about that.
Much better, much better. Thank you.
I'm sorry, just a minute. It's my little sister.
Okay, okay. Well, little, you know what happens, boys and girls, with having little sisters and little brothers. You've got to sometimes just go and say, oh, hold on for a little bit. Okay, here we go. She was only showing her love.
Okay. The prettiest legs I ever did see belonged to a lady who belonged to me. Lift up her legs and take off the diaper, get a damp cloth and carefully wipe her. Up with the ankles, swish, swish with the rag, throw away the diaper in the garbage bag. Lay down a clean one, tape it shut, beautiful baby with a nice clean bottom. come to your daddy, put your head on my chest. I'll sing you the songs that I love the best. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. My baby, she loves to eat. She climbs into her baby seat, grabs a spoon and starts to shout, come on, daddy, bring it on out. Bring the sweet potatoes and the spinach and bean, kiwi fruit and tangerines, apricot yogurt and cottage cheese, and the rice with the corn and peas. She cleans her plate and looks up at me. Her eyes light up in ecstasy. Daddy, daddy, is there? Please say yes. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Oh, we love them. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Can't get enough of them. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Peel them and slice them. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. She's glad to try some. Do you know how much my baby loves bananas?
Mm.
You could serve her cheese souffle, walleye pie, or goose head cake, sushi, scamp, or souffle cake, beef or chicken teriyaki, french fries or fresh falafel, fish and chips or filet mignon, barbecued beef or gnagnon, Swedish meatballs, Belgian waffle, shepherd's pie or sun written, she'd say, ain't there something you've forgotten? Yes, there I take a guess. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Oh, baby, won't you dance with me? Little baby bouncing on my knee. Wave your hands and shake your feet. Ooh, baby, you're so sweet. Of all the babies, you're the fastest one. You big leg woman are a load of fun. This is a dance that we used to do before I knew there were you. I don't think much about long ago, oh baby, because I love you so. I do anything, little child of grace, to bring a smile to your face. I'll enter you in a baby contest. You'll be the best in the whole Midwest. I take you walking down the street. You knock the socks off people's feet. Oh my, what a beautiful child. Even their dogs go wild. Today, baby, you're my little girl. Tomorrow, you'll go out and see the world. Ooh, the adventures you'll have. You'll walk around and laugh and laugh. And once in a while, wherever you can, remember your old man.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing that. You did a great job.
The pleasure is all mine.
Oh, good. And sharing what a daddy's girl is. Dante, do you think you know now what a daddy's girl is?
Yes, I do. If I didn't know before, I sure do know now.
And I know out there we have some little girls who feel the same way about their daddy. There is Star and Shauna. And, oh, we can just name a few more. Fallon, who's always running around in her ballerina suit. And there is Isabel. Isabel is Christopher's best friend, and she likes to dance and dance. And Eden. Eden does it, too. Eden loves to be able to act on the stage and pretend that she is just another character in her fantasy. So being a daddy's girl and being also a daddy's young man is a very, very special place. And we're so glad. And we're thrilled that we have, look at TJ, already getting ready for bed. He's already starting to put the covers over his face just a little bit. And look at Casey. Casey? I see you. Now, Casey is just like your sister there, Ani. She has a younger sister, too, but her older sister is named Ashley. And Casey is the one that Ashley always has to say, come on, Casey, come on, catch up with me. Not again.
Yes, that's how I feel too. Just like Ashley.
Right. Having to say it over and over again. And that's what fathers sometimes have to do, because sometimes they have to say the same thing. So I know that some of you are starting to get a little tired, but it's so difficult because now it's summer and the days are so long, whereas 8 o'clock would come around and it would be dark during the winter. But now in the summer, and it soon will be on the 21st of June, the longest day of the year, where daylight is going to be longer and night will be shorter. But you'll still feel tired. So tired that some of you even start yawning. Have you ever done that, Dante? Yawned? And then, right, and then when you're trying to stop it, you're already doing it now. I can hear it. When you're trying to stop it, it's kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there I go again.
Mm-hmm. And when you go to your college classes and listening to the professor, or maybe even listening to your mom and dad.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it.
Okay, Grandma Yvette, keep your mouth closed.
I'm so tired.
Andrea?
I can't stop yawning. Troubles are for me. Friends think I think they're boring.
Hey, Grandma
just
Marilyn.
Just because they see me yawning.
She's got two new babies. Grandbabies.
Something to wake us up. Mexican headband. Perfect.
Hooray!
Arriba! Whatever that means.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
And yawning's so easy for us.
Right?
Right.
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do, is get you tired so that you could start to fall asleep and we can say, are you sleepy yet? And some of you will say, no, I'm not. Can you get me some water? Can I go to the bathroom again? Can I just watch this TV show? And I know we're hearing a lot of that from Ani because she's out of school now, so now she wants to stay up even longer.
Yeah. And guess what time I wake up? Somewhere around noon.
Oh, my goodness, Dante. Can you believe that?
I can. Because I used to do that, too, when I was her age. But I can't do that anymore.
I'm sorry.
Oh, the joys of not having to go to school. Or work. Or work. Because now, even Dante, just a little bit, Dante sings. And we're playing all these songs, and it's probably making him want to sing some songs.
Yeah. I have one or two songs. I think I have a song that I like to sing.
Wow. So, boys and girls, that will be a very, very special treat if Dante does want to sing for us. I don't know if he wants to do it towards the end of the show or he's going to come back and he's going to do it for us. But he sings, and he sings for a very, very special group.
Yes, I do. I am a part of the North Carolina Opera Company in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And I wonder if some of the boys and girls even know what opera means. Does that mean open your mouth a little longer or what?
Well, opera, you know how you go to a play and everything, all the words are spoken?
Yes. Don't you? Do you know what that is? What about? Do you know?
Opera, all the words are sung. From when the curtain rises, even before the curtain rises, there's music. And when the curtain falls for the end of the play, there's music. There's music from beginning to end. And the words are sung.
Oh, boys and girls. See, now we learned something, that we already had a book that was read. And they weren't singing. They just said the words. And now we have another story that's being told, but they're singing it. And lots of times it's even all different languages.
Oh, yes. Some language, let's see. There's French, German, Italian, Czechoslovakian, English, Dutch, and a whole bunch more. Latin.
Wow. Yeah. So that definitely takes a little bit of just coming up with some words. You have to be able to know how to understand the language, so in having the dialect, so that you know what to sing, and if you didn't know what the words, maybe they were talking about a tragedy, but you didn't know, and so you thought it was something happy, so you were singing in a very happy voice, but it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Can I ask Dante a question?
Oh, I'm sure Dante would love to hear it.
How long have you been singing in opera?
Well, let's see. I'm 20 years old now, and I have been singing opera for about 2 years now.
Wow, that must be fun.
Yes.
And a lot of training.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Could you say that again?
Do anything else. I love it.
And see, that's what boys and girls, you have to do. And we talk about that at the beginning of the show. What do you want to be when you grow up? And we heard the boys and girls all say all kinds of things that they wanted to be. And in doing all of those things and becoming those things, they had to train and practice to become that so they can get better and better and better at doing it.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I want to read another book called, because this is Father's Day, and it's called Always My Dad. You know, because sometimes dads aren't there all the time with us. They're not there from 9 to 5, and they may not be when you go to bed. They may not be there when you wake up, or they may not even be there when you go to sleep. We have some fathers who are away serving their country in the military, and you don't see them. And one of the things, we have this other book that I would love to be able to share with you and get ready to go to sleep, because some of you aren't sleepy yet, but maybe after this book, maybe some of you will be able to go to bed. But this very special girl has a dad, and his name, and the book is titled Always My Dad. And she misses him so very, very much because she doesn't get to see him all the time. And her dad was once in the Air Force, in the military. Now, this was written by Sharon Dennis, and it's called Always My Dad. Sometimes the person I want to see more than anyone in the world is my dad, but I only see my dad once in a while. Daddy moves around a lot, so his address keeps changing. His job keeps changing too. A long time ago, he flew planes for the Air Force, and after that, he worked in an office. Once his job was painting houses, and then he fixed television. I'm not sure what he does now. So many things to do when you're in the military. So one day, last summer, Mom took me and my three brothers to the country to stay with Grandma and Grandpa. They lived on a farm, and they're my dad's mom and dad. Now, after Mom left us to drive back to the city, I looked around everywhere, in the barn, in the garden, even in the hen house. In the barn, I saw Grandpa milking Brownie, and my favorite horse, Sir Imp, was mushing some hay. Now, we remember not too long ago, but we had someone, Jason, who had a dog that was called Brownie, and now we have a little girl that has a cow named Brownie. Now, when I opened the door to the hen house, two big hens flew out. Now, Grandpa and Grandma had to run to catch them before they dug up the flowers, who I was really hoping to see was my dad. I thought maybe he had come to the farm, too, and was planning to surprise us. Really disappointing. But Daddy wasn't there. Now, during the day, Gary, Brian, and Kevin and I would play hide and seek and statues. We helped Grandpa weed the vegetable garden and Grandma pick blackberries in the woods at the edge of the field. Mind you, don't pull up a carrot, Grandma warned. I reckon you little rascals eat more berries than you pick, Grandma teased, smiling. Now, while evening came, we listened to peepers on the front porch while we ate our dessert. blackberry cobblers with ice cream. So peaceful, Grandma would always say, just look up at the sky. Sometimes there was a moon with no stars, and sometimes there was a moon and stars together. One special night, there was a flickering light on the path that led to the porch. Look like we got a visitor, said Grandpa. Even in the dark from far away, I could tell who it was. Daddy, Daddy, my brothers began shouting and running, but suddenly I got shy. Hi, Daddy, I said, walking up to him real slow. He lifted me right up and kissed me on the cheek. Hi, sugar, he said. It's been such a long while. How, look how tall you've gotten. Now, each morning, instead of brushing our teeth in the bathroom, we brushed them outside at the pump. Daddy said it was more fun. Daddy let us go barefoot. We took rides on Sir Imp and tested hot peppers. We milked Brownie and mowed the field with the scouts. In the evening, while Grandma and Grandpa rested on the porch, we caught lightning bugs in the field with Daddy. We put them in jars with holes at the top and made our own flashlight. Now, one night, Daddy taught us a game called Devils and Pies. Now, that he had played when he was a little boy. Now, Brian was a devil, Gary, Kevin, and I were pies, and Daddy was the door. The door gave each of us a pie, a secret flavor. You're a sweet potato, and you're an apple, and you're a cherry, my father whispered. Knock, knock, said the devil. What do you want, asked the door. I want a pie, the devil said, smacking his lips. Mm-mm. What flavor, the door demanded. The devil thought for a moment, then answered, apple. I was the apple pie. The devil chased me as I ran through the field in the dark, trying not to get caught. The door was home plate. Daddy was reaching out for me. Safe! Bedtime, sleepyhead, said Daddy. He gave Kevin a big piggyback ride and held Brian's hand while Gary and I trailed behind up the stair. Daddy shared the extra bedroom with my brothers. Since I was the oldest, I slept on a cot in the hallway. What's that? I whispered, seeing a strange shape on the window. It looks like a hand. Not a hand, sugar, said Daddy, tucking me in. Just some candle flies. They like the light, but then they fly away. See? He tapped the pane, and the hand disappeared. One morning, Daddy announced, let's go for a treat. We put on our shoes to walk to the general store. Sitting down on the high stool, we drank grape soda. The doorkeeper, whose name was Bernice, called it soda pop. Tomorrow I'm leaving, Daddy told us. How come? I asked him, trying not to cry. I've been having a problem, and I've got to go. I got to get a new job, and I'll be driving the truck cross country. Maybe someday I won't have to go. I'll be thinking of you. You're always gone, going somewhere, grumbled Gary. Can we come with you? Asked Brian. Please, Daddy, please. Daddy shook his head. No, you're better off with your mom having a regular life. When I'm going to see you again? I asked him. Soon, he promised. He hugged me. I love you. Just remember, wherever I am, I'm always your dad. Now, during the leftover summer days, Gary, Brian, Kevin, and I played and did our chores. And at night, we listened to peepers with Grandma and Grandpa. Sometimes there was a moon with no stars in the sky. Sometimes there was a moon and stars together. Once, all by myself, was the biggest moon I ever seen. It was round and orange and looked like a sweet potato. I don't dream much, but every once in a while I do have one. Back home in the city, Mom comes into my room where she hears me wake up. What is it, sugar? She asks me. When I tell her what I dreamed about, it's always the same. I'm standing in the field with Daddy. There are lots of stars in the sky, and a moon the color of sweet potato, and fluttering all around are always candle flies. Wherever he is, I know my dad loves me. He's always my dad. The end. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, Aunt Jewel.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know that you want to say hello to our special guest that we have.
And who might that be?
I'm Anna.
And I'm Dante.
Oh, hi!
And who is this?
Well, this is Sarah Lane.
Well, thank you, Sarah Lane, for calling us, because we have a special treat this time. We're talking about Father's Day, and it has been a wonderful, wonderful treat.
Great. Well, I'd like to just call in and to my father as well, because I think that they're wonderful people. We're lucky to have them, and it's nice to know that the children are having their day and their say, too. So, Aunt Jewel, I just wanted to call you to say I think this is great, and I think it's a wonderful show.
Oh, thank you so much, because fathers are so special. They protect you. They have such security, make you feel safe. And just great, no matter how old you are, they'll always be your dad.
Always.
Because it all begins with one special day that the father got with the mom and had a very special, special, blessed joy.
I had this picture of you in my mind. Your little nose, your innocent eyes. Now here you are, and I can't believe
so proud of you too.
That once you were only a dream. Now as you start your journey,
Dante, thank you so much.
Always remember this love.
Joining Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Blake Radio.
You can be
anywhere.
You
want to. Thank you, Bonnie, for coming too. And being that special someone for your father, for your mom, for your aunt, uncle, and grandma. Dad.
It all.
You missed it. You missed it. Hearing the special point that Bonnie wrote for her dad.
It all begins with a dream.
Because it all begins with a dream. And we're so thrilled that you came and are listening. And next time we're going to have Dante. He's going to sing some special songs for us. And he might even have a song that he would like to even sing us out with. I don't know.
That would be great. Ooh.
I don't know. Were you prepared? Right, wouldn't it be? Did you prepare, Dante, to sing something?
Yes, I did, Aunt Jewel.
Okay, we have 4 minutes, and
ooh.
I think that the boys and girls, it would be such a very special, special treat. And it certainly will be a special treat for your daddy for Father's Day that's coming very soon on Sunday.
Somewhere over the rainbow. Come true somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. There's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. The day I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops way above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere. The rainbow, way up high. once in a lullaby.
Bravo, bravo. That's so great. We didn't even know we were getting that treat.
Oh, wow.
Perfect, perfect. And thank you for giving that to all the fathers out there. And happy Father Day, Grandpa JB, and also Grandpa Lee. And I want to thank everyone out there, and also Papa Randy, and Arthur, and Gregory, and I don't know any other fathers, but you can call them. Thank you so much for joining us for Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, and we want you to come back again and hearing Dante, and also hearing Ani, and our special guests for calling in for us. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sarah Lee, thank you.
You're so welcome. My pleasure. Keep up the good work. My grandkids listen to you all the time.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And all those daddies, you can go back to putting the diaper on. Good night. Are you sleepy yet? Fathers, you know that it never ends, but thank you so much for being a part of our show. Thank you. It's Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with our special guest that we had, which was Ani, for being the co-host and sharing her poem, and Dante for singing.
So fuzzy friends snuggled up and tucked into her bed.
Good night. Good night.
There was no button, a moose with a muffin, not one but five stories read. Give me a kiss, can't resist just one more.